This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, we're getting ready to wrap up week 13 of the NFL season. In about 45 minutes from now, we're going to have kickoff between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. We're going to talk about that game, but I do want to pick up on part of the conversation we just had prior to the break. Also, last hour, talk about some of the contenders, pretenders currently in the NFL. And joining us right now on the phone is someone who covers all things NFL. You can catch all of his work writing on the league at CBS Sports. Welcome to the show, Brian Diardo. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. We appreciate the time. In our last break, just a few minutes ago, prior to you joining us, we talked about the Steelers. We know that they have been old reliable, but they've also been very mediocre, to say the least, post-Ben Roethlisberger. And now we're hearing Mike Tomlin answering questions about the fans trying to get him the hell up one out of there. Do you think it's a reality that this might be his last season in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's great to be on with you. And I don't think it will be for several reasons. I think, number one, he signed for 2 more seasons after this under his current contract. And Art Rooney II signed him to this extension, I think, with the understanding of, you know, they want to see this playoff drought, which is now at 9 years, end over the remaining years of Tomlin's contract. If it doesn't, by between now and then, I do think that they might go their own, they'll go their own ways. I can almost guarantee that. If the status quo remains the status quo. But I think right now that's currently the plan. I think we're in year 2 of that extension. You know, last year, you know, they started 10-3. They fizzled, lost in the wild card round. You know, this year they started 4-2. They've now lost 5 of 7. But, you know, and I'm sure as your listeners know, and I know you know this, this is not new for Mike Tomlin. 2 years ago, they were 7-7, and we were having this conversation. Then they won 3 straight games, made the playoffs. It just seems like every couple of years the Steelers have this rut, and then Tomlin's you know, futures is called into question. But every single time, this team seems to respond with wins when he needs it.
Now, we know their next game is going to be against those Ravens, and we know how just competitive things are in the AFC. The NFL in general, there's not one just team that's beating the living hell out of everybody right now. Just sticking to the AFC, and we know we have New England tonight. What team do you think has the best chance of representing the AFC in a Super Bowl? Is it one of these newer teams, or is it, you know, kind of the old stalwarts?
I you know, it's easy to say this because they have the best record, but it's hard not to pick Denver. And, you know, I know that, and I, you know, Sean Payton was asked in his presser last night, well, you guys survived. And he quickly said, no, we won that game. And I'm with him. I mean, it's to me, it's not a bad thing that they squeaked out a win against the Commanders, right? Now, I will say in that game, it seems like the Commanders may have exposed a potential weakness in their defense with the quick passing of Marcus Mariota. But let's not forget, Marcus Mariota is a former, number two overall pick. So, I know his career hasn't panned out in that trajectory, but he's still a veteran quarterback that knows how to read defense. And so to beat Denver's defense, you have to have a guy of his IQ. But that being said, you got to love Bo Nix. Any team, as you know, that's going to win a Super Bowl, you have to have two things: franchise quarterback that can get the ball in the end zone, in the red zone, or anywhere, and you got to have a great defense, which they have. To me, the biggest question mark is that running game. R.J. Harvey's been okay, but Dobbins now with his injuries, that team to me seems like if you can stop Nix, which is hard, but if you can do that, you can beat them. But to me, it'd be hard to not pick the Denver Broncos.
Brian DiArdo is here with us from CBS Sports. In about 30, 40 minutes or so, we're going to see the New England Patriots kick off against the Giants. They have a record of 10-2. Of course, they're favored tonight against the Giants with the returning Jackson Dart. What are your thoughts on New England and what May has been able to do, and also having Vrabel there?
Well, they are winning the way that the old Patriots won. Which is obviously, Mike Vrabel, he knows the Patriot way better than anybody, right? A member of the first run of that dynasty. But I will say, I mean, May has to be, and the Patriots have to be the surprise of this season. And Josh McDaniels didn't work out as a head coach. Phenomenal offensive coordinator. And the work that he's done with quarterbacks has been impeccable. And the maturation of Drake May. But, I think it's great that we're discussing them right after Denver, because those are the two best teams record-wise in the AFC. But if there's one difference between the two teams, it is Travion Henderson and the Patriots' rushing attack. And they still have Ramondre Stevenson, who, has lost some touches to Henderson, and some of his fumbling issues has been a reason for that. But he's still a very capable back. And anytime you've got two healthy backs this late in the season, that's a huge advantage for you. So, I think they have a balanced offense, which has really helped May. That offensive line's gotten a lot better. That was such an issue for that team the last couple of years. And you knew with Mike Vrabel they don't beat themselves. They're super good at tackling after contact or first contact. They don't allow almost any yak yardage. They're boring. They're a lot like the old Patriots, like I said. They're not the team that I would pay to watch necessarily. I'm not necessarily jacked for this game, but it's football. And again, they don't beat themselves. And as you alluded to earlier, RJ, and you're right, there's so much parity in this league. So, I think it was Bill Parcells said this potentially, or Bill Walsh: before you can win, you've got to learn not to lose. And the Patriots are really good at not losing.
Well, Brian, one team that we have here not getting a lot of attention right now is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at 6-6. They're in danger of not even making the postseason. If they are to get in, would you still look at them as a legitimate threat to go back to another Super Bowl? Or is this just not their year?
I can't see it. I really can't see it. I had them finishing still. I think a few weeks ago I had to predict every game the rest of the year. I think I still had them, going, 12-5. So I certainly, was overestimating, their ability to turn things around. But I think that, you are what your record says you are, and they're a 500 club now. And I still do see them snatching one of those wild card spots, which is going to be really, really hard. Now, I will say the AFC North only getting one team out, so that makes it easier for them. And now Justin Herbert's hand injury makes it even easier. But I will say, I think for me, the key to them, which is weird to say because they have Patrick Mahomes, to me, it's Isaiah Pacheco and getting that running game going. And I know, I'm sure your listeners are sensing a theme with me. I'm an old school football guy that loves a good running game. And I know that we are in the passing age now. But again, I don't remember the last time a team won a Super Bowl without at least a solid running game. And, really, Pacheco was part of the underrated. He was the underrated part of that team when they won back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I really think hindered their ability to three-peat. So they've got to get him going. But I really also think that, Mahomes has to find his new number one. It's clear Kelsey's not that guy anymore. So is it Rashee Rice? Is it Xavier Worthy? Who's it going to be? He needs to find that guy, and that defense needs to win some more games for them. They've been a very disappointing component of this team to me. I thought that they'd be a lot better than they have been. They've got to start winning some games when their offense struggles.
Brian DiArdo covers all things NFL for CBS Sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, Brian, the team that just won the Super Bowl, the defending champs who don't want to acknowledge they are the defending champs, we saw what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday, losing to the Chicago Bears. The Bears are now number one in the NFC. Philadelphia is still trying to find their footing and their offensive identity. What are your thoughts on the Eagles? Is there still enough time for them to turn things around?
There is, but they've got to shake up the offensive play calling. And Kevin Petullo, I feel bad for him. I guess his house got egged in the hours after that loss. So this past loss on Black Friday. So, you know, not only did he have to lose, and then he has to get up in the next morning in his boxers or whatever he's wearing at night and clean up the eggs on his house. So kind of feel for him there. But the issue for me is they become too predictable on offense. And I'll be honest, just from the outside, my main criticism or my main reasoning for why the offense has become so vanilla and predictable is the lack of rushing with Jalen Hurts. And I get it. Anytime a quarterback runs, he's susceptible to taking big hits. And even look at Justin Herbert's injury. That wasn't even a run. He was just running outside the pocket and got hit. And I get it. If you lose Jalen Hurts, you're done. I understand that. But there's got to be that risk-reward balance there. And to me, making him stationary is – you mentioned the Steelers at the top of our show. I grew up watching Cordell Stewart. Full disclosure, I was a Steeler fan. When they made him stationary, that was the beginning of the end. You lost what made him so special. And, you know, Cam Newton never lost that, but that's why his career ended early. But I'm sure he doesn't regret anything because he got to play his game. I'm not saying to turn Jalen Hurts into a 20-carry-a-game guy, but you've got to lean into his athleticism, lean into that because, yes, he is an elite thrower of the football. If you take away that rushing element, then you're really hurting your team. And that's one reason why Baltimore's struggling. But their reasoning is different. Lamar's hurt, and that's why he's not running.
Well, Brian, let me ask you this. You talk about running. When we take a look at the NFC West, them quarterbacks out there are not running, okay? Well, forget Arizona for a second and Kyler Murray, who he might be in the dust. Matthew Stafford not running around, he might be the MVP. Sam Darnold not running around, who knows? He may turn into a pumpkin again in a few games. And then we got Brock Purdy back. I mean, he ran for a touchdown and danced. And you got all three of these teams in the NFC West that have 9 wins. Are the Rams the cream of the crop there? Could you see them going to the Super Bowl again?
I really could. I will say that defense kind of surprised me in the way that they just performed against Carolina. Now, Carolina's good, and they'll sneak up on you. But after watching what the Niners just did to the Panthers and how bad they made that offense look, I was really surprised the Rams went there and that happened to them. But I could see them winning. To me, the biggest thing for them is winning home field. We saw what happened last year. And they did play. They played very, very well in Philadelphia in the elements. But that offense struggled in the snow. Matthew Stafford at his age. And listen, I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers. When the weather gets cold, he looks like a lot of guys my age that are in their early 40s. Look, we want to be inside. Unless you're putting on a coat and going to the golf course, which I still will because I'm an idiot and I love golf. But that's notwithstanding. I think for them, getting that home field is going to be huge. And I think they will because I think right now the Niners are kind of just – they're clawing for that wild card spot. Even though Purdy's back and man, they Shanahan won't win it as we all know. What a job he has done with that team with all the injuries being right there. But I do think that they're going to get home field. And because of that, they would be my front runner to go just because they're going to be at home and in their elements and their conditions.
Well, Brian, are there any surprises? We see what we've gotten here in the regular season. Bears number one. We've talked about the Broncos and some of the older teams that were used to having success. Is there a team that you don't think is getting the attention that they deserve so far this season?
I think it's Green Bay, to be honest, which is kind of weird. It's not like they're getting completely ignored, but I feel like for a team that's as good as them, they're not being talked about enough. And I went into the season, they were my Super Bowl pick, and I was kind of thinking it. But they've got a great running back in Josh Jacobs. Now, I will say, they rely on him too much. They've got to find a complimentary running back for him because he takes a lot of licks, and he's playing injuries right now as we speak. But Jordan Love, when he's on like he was, you know, most of the game on Thanksgiving, he started out a little bit skittish. He's a great, great passer. And that defense with Micah Parsons is phenomenal. Like, Miles Garrett's going to run away with the Defensive Player of the Year. But very quietly, Micah Parsons just became the first player in NFL history to start his career with 12-plus sacks in each of his first five seasons. That's phenomenal. And again, as you know, you can rush the quarterback and you can run the football, and you've got a competent quarterback, you can win. And again, now, yes, Rams have home field. I love their chances to win. But that also aids the Packers in what they want to do. They could certainly win in domes. The only other team I would say is the Texans. I would start looking out for them. They're one game behind in the NFC, the AFC South standings. C.J. Stroud's impeccable, and they've got the number one rushing defense in the league. And they've got a really underrated running back tandem in Chubb and Meeks. I like their chances as well.
Okay, we'll see if Houston can kind of pop up in that division. Hey, Brian, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could follow, find you, and keep up with all your work with CBS.
Well, like I said, you can probably find me on the golf course being a knucklehead in these weather conditions. But online, you can follow me on Twitter, at Brian DiArdo, and all of our stuff at CBS. So always fun to be on with you, and thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you, Brian. You be well. We'll catch you down the line.
Sounds great. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.